And a discussion of Simon Tuf Pei Vav, the equivalent of 486, regarding the shear of Kezias for the mitzvah of matzah. And the Mechaber, you may remember, established that the shear of a Kezias is equal to half a beitzah. And what we need to determine is how large a beitzah is. And according to Reb Chaim Noah, the average size of a beitzah would be about 56, 58 cubic centimeters, which would mean, so it's a simple calculation. According to Reb Chaim Noah, if the average size of a beitzah today is, let's say, 58 cubic centimeters, and the Shulchan Aruch says that a kezayis is a chatzi beitza, so we're talking about let's say close to 30 cubic centimeters. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here, as we mentioned the other day, quotes another shita. I'll read it to you out loud. He says, "Da demasha kosev hamachaber kezayis kechatzi beitza yesh meachronim holchichu sheha beitzim hametzuyim bizmanenu niskatnu harbe ad lemechza mikfisha hoyu bizman bimei akadmonim." And in the Shara Tzion, he quotes here the Tzlach in Psachim Daf Kuftes, Chsam Sofer, in Arachayim in the Tshuva. Ulufiza b'chomokum shashir hu kechatzi beitza, tzoch l'shayak b'ke beitza b'zmanenu, which would mean that we're going to have to perhaps double the shear of kebeitza. And he quotes the Shari Tshuva, that le'inyan shirim yesh lechalik bein dover shechiyuv min haTorah le'dover shechiyuv min Rabbanon, and here distinguishes between matzah and maror, and he includes afikomen in the maror, and we had a discussion about that, and therefore he says bizmanenu yischayev lechol matzah ad kishir beitzah u'maror yotze v'dievenim lo'ochel rak kishlish beitzah. And the Shlish Beitza is the Rambam Shita, because if you take a look in the Loshon HaMechaber, he writes Yesh Omrim Dahavi Kechatzi Beitza. Now, he doesn't mention the Rambam Shita here, so you're under the impression that he is requiring a Chatzi Beitza, which means that if he's accepting the Tzlach, which he seems to be accepting, at least as far as Doraisa, as far as Matzah Bizman is a Doraisa, we're talking about the full size of a beitza. According to the Rambam, it would be 2/3 of a beitza if we double it. So that if we're going to double it, then if we take Reb Chaim Noah's shita, and then the Chazon Ish, of course, is more machmir, then we're talking about 58 cubic centimeters. Now that's a lot larger than the zayis is. So this, you know, this comparison between a zayis and a beitzah, that the Shulchan Aruch assumes here that a kezayis is a half a beitzah, that's a little bit different than what we see in front of our eyes as far as what a kezayis looks like. To establish that a kezayis is a half a beitzah. But that's the premise that the Shulchan Aruch is operating with, and for that matter, the Magen Avraham seems to assume so la halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah as well. And we're going to have to be machmir for a doraisa based on that. Now, again, when we say something like 58 centimeters, cubic centimeters, you know, what is that? What does that actually mean? So if you take, if you take a look at the size of a matzah, so this also becomes a little bit complicated, because there's a a machine matzah and a hand shmura matzah. And basically, the machine shmura matzah is approximately one half of the volume of a hand shmura matzah. So what would it be in terms of the size of a matzah? Now, if the Mishnah Berurah is going to go with the tzlach and the chsam sofer to be machmir and double the size of the egg for doraisas, you have to know exactly what's included in doraisas. Because let's take a look back on Tafai and Hay for a split second, and we're looking on page 170, and the Mechaber writes, Yivarach ha-motziv al-chidus matzachach yivtze me'ashlema ha-elyono me'aprusu mishteyem v'yachad. And then he says, v'yochlam, etc., etc., v'yachad kizayis mikol echad. And it sounds like the Mechaber is paskin that you need a kizayis from the elyono shlema plus a kizayis from the prusa in order to make two mitzvahs. Number one, Lechem Mishnah. Number two, Be'erev Tochlu Matzis, Lechem Oni, Darko Shaloni, but Prus, as we discussed at great length in the past. And now the question is whether those two kiyum are Doraisa or Darabonon. For example, in the case of Lechem Mishnah, one could ostensibly argue that there's no Chiv Doraisa of Lechem Mishnah, but there may be a kiyum Doraisa, insofar as we derive the mitzvos of kibud v'oneg from the Pasukim Yeshayahu Hanavi. And then the question becomes, if Lechem Mishnah is a chovas sachila, and therefore it requires a kezayis, or it's just a chova to be koveh the suda on Lechem Mishnah, then maybe you just need to divvy up the Lechem Mishnah amongst the Bnei Abayis, but no single individual is obligated in the chiyuv of achila, which means of a kezayis. Similar to Aloch that we have in Kiddush, where no single individual has to drink a revius, but there's a din in the cost that the ayin has to be drunk. In any event, when we get to this mechaber here in Tafai and Hay, we have a discussion here about what he means by biyachad, that these two kezesim have to be eaten together. And it's a long Mishnah Berurah here, number Tes, and he says he needs a kezayis min aprusa bevadai, and that's based on the bracha al achilas matzah, and ein achilas pachos min kezayis. The prusa, the Mishnah Berurah thinks, and there's a long bir halach here, that you don't necessarily need a kezayis, and basically hamotzi is just a birchas hanenim. And then he gives a whole explanation based on a pre-chadash as to why the mechaber requires two kezesim bevas achas. But he says the following: Hiskimu achron detorch rach lahachnis lepiu eshnei hazesim bevas achas ularaskam. So he has to put the two kezesim into his mouth simultaneously and chew them up. Aval eno mechuyev levolam bevas achas. So he's requiring a belia of a kezayis, and then he could be bole another kezayis worth, or as an absolute fallback position, even if it takes him the whole period of time, because I stay Achilles Pras, let's say it'll take him 2 minutes until he's able to be Bolea the two Zaysim. Now he says, V'akach Yivla Ashar, B'devet Afilu Bola Kezayis. He says that the Shir of Kedesim starts with Tchilas Achilosa. Now, and I think he means by Tchilas Achilos, means from the moment that he puts the matzah into his mouth. You know, at that point, his achila begins. Now, the emphasis here is on a bli of a kezias, although b'dieved, you don't have to swallow the entire kezias b'vasachas. Now, it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah might be learning that the blia is less significant than the le'isa, than the chewing. I'm not sure. On the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah does require, you know, if all things are equal, that you swallow a kezias worth in one gulp. And that would seem to put the emphasis on blia. On the other hand, he does allow, if need be, that you swallow it piece by piece. But again, it's all b'chdei achilas pras, so you can mitzaref the blia into one ma'isa blia. Personally, my impression would be that blia is critical because the Gemara says that bola matza yotza, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So you don't need le'isa at all. You know, the blia, the emphasis is on the blia. That's the key of a mitzvah. And therefore, the chumrah of being bolea at least one kezias in a single gulp would make sense if you begin with the premise that achila requires blia, that blia equals achila. If the definition of achila is blia, then if you are bolea only part of a kezias, but you finish the other part, you finish your blia with the other half of the kezias, all within toka de achilas pras, is that enough to integrate the two chatzi zesim into one continuous ma'isa blia? And if it is, you have a blia of a kezias. But again, the emphasis here is on blia. The le'isa is just an introduction. On the other hand, there are indications that the le'isa is also critical. For example, if he puts matzah and mor into his mouth simultaneously, he's not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, and that's because the tam of mor is mevatel the tam of matzah. Even though that doesn't seem to necessarily make any sense in terms of the blia, but in terms of the le'isa, there's a le'isa here that's critical. That becomes part of the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is le'isa, and the kiyuma mitzvah is the blia. So in any event, although the Shulchan Aruch mentions that the equation between a kezias and a chatzi beitza is according to the Yesh Omrim, he doesn't quote the Rambam at all, and you get the impression that he accepts the Yesh Omrim. Otherwise, he should have mentioned the Rambam sheet of a shlish beitza, which he completely omits here in our siman. Okay, that's number one. Now, I wanted to add another piece here that I saw in an article quoted here in the name or authored here by Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, and he writes that the accepted chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch to eat a chatzi beitza should be accepted whenever possible. And again, what that means is approximately 25 centimeters. That's what we said. Let's just go over that one more time. He calls it 25 cubic centimeters, or maybe even as much as 30 cubic centimeters. And we're trying to figure out what percentage of a matzah that would be. So he says that a cubic centimeter of matzah weighs about half as much as a cubic centimeter of water. And a pound of matzah contains about 15 machine-made matzahs and about 7.5 hand-baked matzahs. So the ratio, again, between the machine matzah and the hand shmura is 1 to 2, 1 over 2. He says the volume of 22.5 cubic centimeters, which is the equivalent of 11.25 grams in weight, is less than 2/5 of a machine-made matzah and 1/5 of a hand-baked matzah. So this is good news, because if we're talking about 2/5 of a matzah to get up to 22, then let's say about a half a matzah would be 25 going up towards 30. So that might be good. Okay, but that's all in terms of what we said is a half a beitzah. Am I right? Let's go back and check this over and over and over again. A half a beitzah and we're doubling it to get up to 50. If we're doubling it to 50, then you're talking about 4/5 of a machine-made matzah. 4/5 of a machine-made matzah and 2/5 of a hand-baked matzah. So here he writes at the end of this presentation, doubling the shear to less than 4/5 of a machine-made matzah. I'm not sure what he means by 4/5, because he said that a kezias. He has a different cheshbon here with the Chazon Ish, and he comes out with the position that the volume. It says 2/5 of machine-made matzah. That's underlined. There's 2/5 of a machine made matzah. And then you said that. Okay, which is again double the size of the hand-baked fruit. So 2/5, he comes up with 22.5. So I don't know exactly if you're doubling it. And you want to get, we said, to 50 cubics. I don't know. It seems to me that would be more than, more than 4/5 of a machine, shmura. He says it's less than 4/5. I'm not exactly understand how he comes up with less than 4/5 of a machine, made matzah. Okay. And then he says 2/5 of a hand shmura. Okay, so this means that we're accepting. Now, how does this fit? This would be. Just one second. This would be 1 kezias. Let me just make sure that's right. So again, if the kezias is 22.5 cubic centimeters, and we're going to double it because we need a full beitzah, that's going to be a kezias is, let's say, 45 cubic. We wanted to get it up to about 50, and that's only 1 kezias, and then the Shulchan Aruch is requiring that we eat 2 kezasim. So again, 2 kezasim is really getting close to, let's say, 1 full matzah in the case of a machine, plus another half. Let's say that's 8/10. Wow. I'm sorry, that would be 4/5, since this would be 8/5, which would be 1 3/5 of a matzah. Right? So if you multiply it by 2 to get 2 kezasim, you've got 1 3/5 of a matzah. Of a machine matzah. Wow. That's a heck of a lot of matzah. And that's if you want to be Yotzei the Mechaber requiring 2 kezasim, and you're assuming that a kezias is a chatzi beitzah, and we have to double that because our beitzah is smaller than their beitzah. You end up 1 3/5 of a machine matzah, or 4/5 of a hand shmura, and we haven't even got up to korech yet. Whoa! And then forget about the afikoman. So you're talking about a really really massive volume of matzah. All right, let's move on here. We'll take a look at Tuf Pei Zion. Let's see what we have over here. Seder Hayom, Arvis Veshachris Umincha. Omer Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achronis Ketur Sayom. Okay, we had a long discussion about this and the different nuschos. And that led us to page 1884, and we spoke about Zman Cherusenu, and a person who made a mistake. He said Mekadesh Yisrael, or he said Mekadesh Shabbos, and he didn't mention Azmanim. He has up to Tokidei Dibur to change and add Hazmanim. And the language of the Mechaber is Chazer bo tokidei dibur yotza. Achrish yodeshu yontif im chal b'shabes omres yom hamanoach hazeh. Fine. All this we discussed yesterday. Then he writes, V'ein omrim brocha me'ein sheva. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'kadesh ha-shabes b'dievenim lo hizkir rak shabes. O Yisrael v'hazmanim levad. So he either mentioned Shabbos without mentioning Moed, or the opposite. Is yesh deos ben achronim mitzorch lachzor lo. V'ayim v'bir alocha shechrenu. His achroi, the bir alocha, is that im lo hizkir rak Shabbos levad is eno chozer. But if he leaves out a mention of, just 1 second, let's read again. Im lo hizkir rak Shabbos vat, so he left out Moed, and since it is Shabbos, then he was Yotze. But if he omitted Shabbos, then it's very possible that he's not Yotze. He says, Yesh Omrim Shetzarch Lomer Yisrael below Vav. Okay, fine. V'ein Omrim Bracha Me'ein Sheva. He says, Lo Niskina Elif Ne'am Azikim Ube Pesach Shu Leil Shimurim. Therefore, he doesn't recite the Bracha Me'ein Sheva. Then we have Sif Beis, Ein Shliach Tzibur Mekadesh B'Beis HaKnesses. He writes here, the beginning of the wide lines in Nov Yud, the Inyan HaKiddush U'Kidei L'Hotzi Misha Ein Lo Yayin U'B'Pesach Ein Oni B'Yisrael She'Ein Lo Yayin. So the reason why we make Kiddush in Shul is because of someone who doesn't have his own wine, but on this night we have to guarantee that every poor person in Israel has wine. Hiskimu achronim dafilu kishein yain beir ki im beis haknes afiluachi ein lekadish. So they made it into an absolute rule, a low plug, and therefore they don't make kiddush in shul. And the mechaber in Sif Gimel writes shochach lomar ata v'chartonu v'omar yal v'yovo yotza. The Omer Yal V'Yovo says the Mishnah Berurah Harei Mazkir in Yonu Shal Yom B'Yal V'Yovo U'Mayri Shechosam Kol HaBrocha Kiddin. So he mentioned in Yonu Shal Yom in Yal V'Yovo, the Chasima was Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim Kiddin, and together we say that he's Yotze, even though he omitted Atav Chartonu. Tiyim Lo Chosam Afilu Omar Gam Atavar Tonav Gam Yalviyav Lo Yotza. So everything depends upon the Chasima. We had the comparison to a pitum. You know, you gotta have a kosher pitum. He says Vim Nizkar Achar Shehiskil Ritzei Choser Li Atavichar Tonu. So he started Ritzei. He goes back to Atavichar Tonu, and he recites the Kiddush Hayom again. Im Okaraglov Chozel Rosh Atfili starts the davening again, because again the Chasima was not a Chasima. Yotza. In the case where he recited Atav HaKartonu, the Chassim was okay. I'm sorry, if he omitted Atav HaKartonu but he recited Yalvi Yovo, the Chassim was okay. Yotza Filu im Nizkar Kodim Shechosam HaBrocha. Even if he remembers before the Chassima, is Ein Tzarech Lachzor Le'Atav HaKartonu. So it's not only because he said the Shem in the Chassima, and therefore he doesn't go back to Atav HaKartonu. But even if he remembers before the Chassima, he still doesn't go back to Atav HaKartonu because he was Yotzei through the Yalev Yovo. The Rambam writes, Afilu Hoya Shabbos Im Hizkir B'Yalev Yovo Yotza. So this is interesting because on Shabbos there's no Yalev Yovo. The Yalev Yovo here is because of the overlap of Yontif on Shabbos. But that's enough to justify the Yalev Yovo as a very important part, a critical part. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Afim ha'i Shabbos ha'tzolom kevin shalom ha'atav ha'chartonu v'titein lonu v'melo hizkir gam shal Shabbos. Right, this is critical because if he left out the paragraph Vatav Chartonu, which culminates with Vatitein Lonu, then he hasn't mentioned Shabbos at all. And he omitted mention of Shabbos in the Guf HaTfilah, the Matbeah Shel Brocha. So what good is it if he recited Yalev Yovo? Yalev Yovo doesn't mention Shabbos. He says, Mikomakom kemen shechazav eskiro b'Yalev Yovo. In Yalev Yovo, he mentions both Shabbos and Yom Chag Hamatzis Hazeh. Is therefore he already has Azkar of Shabbos in the Guf HaBrocha, he's Yotza. Dal kol ponim, Hizkir Shal Shabbos B'toch HaBrocha. So let's just review what the Mishnah Berurah is claiming is that if he omits Atav HaKartonu, but since he recited Yalev Yovo, so even though he didn't mention Shabbos in Atav HaKartonu, but he mentioned Shabbos in the Yalev Yovo, that's enough to salvage his tefillah. Umashma. That's what the Rambam means when he says, Im Hizkir B'Yalev Yovo Yotza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umashma B'Loshin Zeh, Di Im Gam B'Yalev Yovo Lo Hizkir Shabbos. He omitted Shabbos both in both Vatitein Lanu and in Yalev Yovo per se. Is lo yotza, and this is a chiddush because in the Chassima he mentioned Shabbos. Yesh la ayin to hamazkir Shabbos b'vahasienu. Oh, there's another paragraph here where we mentioned Shabbos v'hasienu. Shomer v'anchilenu es yom Shabbos. Shabbos u'modei kodshecha. So why isn't that sufficient? For ulai mishum. To whom as kiro gak somach lechassim levad vanan beinin shei posech nami bishal Shabbos b'tzorch iyun. So it means that both Atav HaKartonu v'Atitein Lanu and Yalev Yovo part of the psicha, whereas Vasienu was part of the chassima because it's right before the chassima. That's not sufficient. The mentioning of Shabbos before the chassima is not enough. He has to mention Shabbos in the psicha of the bracha. Okay, now, he says the following. V'im omar atav v'chartonu v'hizkir bo Shabbos afil hochi tzok lachzul hazkir b'yalev yovo. It's not enough to mention Shabbos in atav v'chartonu. We need a second mentioning of Shabbos in yalev yovo. However, miu im lo hizkiro b'yalev yovo Ain't Tzorech Lachzor. Since he did mention Shabbos in Atav HaKartonu v'Atitein Lanu, that's enough. But l'chatchil, if all things are equal, he should mention Shabbos a second time, not just in the Atav HaKartonu, but also in the Yalev Yovo. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah adds something here: Tzorech Lachzor ulas kiro. For ain't tzorch lachzor, the yesh bazeh pluto de ravoso im tzorch lazkiro lachay b'dievet ain't tzorch lachzor. So since the machlokes as to whether or not you have to mention it, whether you have to mention Shabbos in the Alvi Yovo, is therefore b'dieved, we can fall back on the mentioning of Shabbos in Atav Hartonu. Is b'dieved ain sorach lasa. He says v'gam b'lav hochi hagei hizkir pam achas bi Atav Hartonu v'inenu likuva b'dieved l'kuli al. Now it's even if you hold the mention of Shabbos is absolutely critical, but here he mentions Shabbos in the Atav Hartonu. V'da d'harbi achronu miskimu d'afiv l'chadchilo ein lahaskir shel Shabbos v'yal v'yovu chen aminim. Like this came as a surprise to us that you mentioned Shabbos in the Yal v'yovu. We don't have such a minim. V'ayin b'levu shekos av ta'am nochol l'ze she'ikir yal v'yovu nisiyasein al haschira v'al hapkido v'ayin shayach zikorn ele b'yontif v'rashi chadoshim t'ksiv yom simchas mo'adeichem v'rashi chadoshim. So the concept of Zikaron is unique to Yontif and doesn't apply to Shabbos. So that's interesting that there are those who are misnaged to mention Shabbos in the Alav Yovo, because the Alav Yovo is all about Zechira, and Vinizkartem is appropriate for Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, but not for Shabbos. Again, obviously, there are more profound insights here. We're not going to go into that, but just on a superficial level, the Vinizkartem is always related to Yom Simchaschem or Adechem Rosh Chodeshchem, but not to Shabbos. So the Alav Yovo, which is in very essence is a Zechira, That's not shaykh to Shabbos. Now we'll take a look here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Miyum lo iskuvi al viyova in tzorach laksa v'shliach tzivu shachach lahazkir shal yontif b'shachris ayin liel kuf chav vav." So now we're up to the Mechaber in Seif Dalet. The Leil Rishon Shel Pesach, Gomrim HaHalel B'Tzibur. So this reflects the minhag, which is pretty common, certainly amongst Sephardim. There it's universally accepted, but even amongst Ashkenazim, in many circles, like Hasidish circles, and even in Eretz Yisrael Dika circles, because the minhag Agra is to recite Halel B'tzibur, the whole Hallel, in Ma'ariv, and B'bracha B'tchila B'sof, B'chem B'leil Sheni Shel Yishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. So this is the meaning of reciting a full Hallel in Shul, on Leil Pesach, Leil Eskadish Chag. And let's take a look at the last line. The last line in the Ramah is Ein Anu Nogim Kein Ki Ein Anu Omrim Balayla Bebeis Knesses HaHalel Klal. It's interesting, the Ramah codifies the absence, or the omission, if you will, of Halel in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't blink about this. He says, "Ein onu nogim, haynu v'medinos elu." Sounds like in Lithuania they didn't say Hal and Shul on Leil Pesach. That's the impression you get, because he writes u'minig svaradim lomar, but not Ashkenaz. And we know that that's not necessarily so. So, like, you have something called amongst Ashkenaz, you have nusach Ashkenaz, you have nusach svarad. In Nusach Sfarad, you'll find the Hallel on Leil Pesach. I'm talking about the Hallel in the synagogue. And in Nusach Ashkenaz, you won't find it. Fine. That's what we have here in Siman Tov Pei Zayin. Let's just quickly look at the Bir Halacha here on the bottom of page 184. He says,
The Gemara Isa Machlokas Beit Shammai Beis Sil B'Shabbes V'Yontiv L'Beit Shammai Mispaleil Shmona L'Beit Sil Sheva Brachot. Okay, I don't know what he means by Shmona, but again, that's the sugi over there. And Beis Sil says Sheva. That's what we're familiar with. Uposeach be Shel Shabbos. The Chosin Vishal Shabbos Maskir Yontov by Emtzah. So he's going to begin with Shabbos, end with Shabbos, and Yontif is going to be wedged in between, in the middle of the sandwich. Rebbe Omer Af Chosin Ba Makarish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. And what does he mean by af chosim pa? In other words, even though Beis Hillel puts the emphasis here on Yontif, but nevertheless in the Chasim you have to mention Shabbos as well. Maskinon shav dahalacha kerevi. So we pass like Rebbe, there are seven brachas to the Shmon Esrei throughout Pesach. Because of Haknesa Gedola B'Dieved Im Chosam Rak B'Shal Yontif Yotza. If he mentioned just Yontif in the Chasim of Yotze, Kevon, here we're moving on to page 185, Kevon Shehizkir Shavus B'Yemtza. V'od Kama Poskim Cholkim Olav Debein Shehizkir Shavus Levado Yontif Levado Yotza Kim Sheh Shina Chasim and Matpeh Shetovu Chachom and Matpeh to reflect both Shabbos and Yontif. Ulanias Taiti Oye Nira Lechalik the Im Dilek Shal Shabbos Lo Yosef Dilek Shal Yontif Yotza. Now, what's the justification for this distinction between Dilek Shabbos and Dilek Yontif? Yesh Lomar the Afle Rebbe the Hosif Lachtom Af Bishal Yontif Hainugak Lechatchila B'dieved Im Lo Chosam Chak Bishal Shabbos Mode De Yotza Devadi Lo Polig Al Beis Hillel the Iker Nusach HaBrocha Hi Chak Lachtom Bishal Shabbos. So the Shita Beis Hillel is that the Iker Chasima is Shal Shabbos, and it could be that Beis Hillel holds that the Kedushas Yontif is in a sense swallowed up by the Kedushas Shabbos. The overlap of Shabbos and Yontif generates a Kedusha Shabbos. That's it. And therefore, the Iker Nusach of the Bracha is just to mention Shal Shabbos. But according to Rebbe, we L'chatchil would like to also mention Yontif, but that's not Li'ikuva. And he has a Raya from the Yushalmi. So all this has to do with someone who omits either Shabbos or Yontif in the Chasima when there's an overlap of Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, Tov Pei Ches. Oh, by the way, before we start Tov Pei Ches, I just want to remind the Olam that as far as the minig of reading Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses on Leil Pesach, Rav Salvechik in his Shi'urim emphasized this and spoke about it. You can take a look at the Hari Kedem and you'll find an essay about that. So we're going to start now Tov Pei Ches, which is Seder Tfilas Shachris Shal Pesach. Shachris Nichnosim LeBeis HaKnesses VeKorin Hazmiros Shal Shabbos. So what does this mean? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Hainu hamizmorim sha'omrim kodem psukei dezimra v'gam mizma shil yom haShabbos omrim tiyontif nami ikrei Shabbos." So the longer psukei dezimra, which is typical of a Shabbos, is also recited on a yontif, and that's what the Mechaber means when he says, "Korin hazmiros shal Shabbos." And the Mishnah Berurah continues three lines down in the wide lines. It says, "V'chein omrim birchas nishmas k'mo b'Shabbos." So we add nishmas on Yontif, just like we do on Shabbos. the Acha Baruch Hu Omrim Baruch Yotzer Or Kemo Bechol. So all those paragraphs that are added to Birchas Kriyat Shema Lefaneha on Shabbos are omitted on Yontif. Again, unless there's an overlap like this here between Shabbos and Yontif. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Umispalim Tfilas Shachris V'Gomrim Ahalel." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Omrim Gomrim Ahalel V'im." V'im chiser posuk echro teva achas tzorch lahaskil achar kach mi also posuk v'ligmar ad sofa halel. Because every single posuk, every single word in halel is critical, and if he omits a word, he's got to go back to that posuk where he missed and complete the halel till the end of halel. Tim yomrenu b'mokav shenizkar havelei kriya l'mafrei v'lo yotza. It's not enough to say, well, oh, I remember I left out a word or a pasuk, I'm going to say it now. No, everything has to be read kiseder. That's the critical framework of how the way Kriyas Halel was established by Chazal. Then he says, Likros. Oh, so the Ramah adds, Umevarchim Likros Ahalel. Ratzalomer says, the Mishnah Berurah Megimel, Shlo Yomar Ligmar Ahalel. Ligmar ha halel, and leaving out the word likros, the shema yidalik teva o os achas v'yesh chashash brach levatola v'yim omar ligmar yotza. So the likros is preferable, right? And the reason for that is because if he recites Gomer Halil, then if he Chas Shom leaves out a pasuk or a teva, it's a brachlavat tola. Okay, that's if he would shalom yomar ligmar halil. So if he says likros halil, then he gains that. That benefit to cover himself for a case where he skipped. Ubimokum shenagu lomar ligmar ein levatel min hagam. So that even though amining is likros, but if you have the nusach of ligmar, which I'm pretty sure is quite common amongst Sfaradim, then that minig is a valid minig. We should not undermine that minig. Yubala beis hakneses somach lahalil. Yikra tchila halel matzibur v'yachak yispalel. So that if he wants to catch halel matzibur at the expense of delaying his tefillah, that's what he should do. He should read halel with the tzibur and then go back and daven as he should be davening. This edition of the Mishnah Berurah has to be amplified with two principles. Number one, that there's a special kiyum of halel b'tzibur which you don't want to miss up on, even if it means delaying your kriyat shma tefillah. But principle number two is v'hu. This only applies in the condition shelo yavar zman kriyat shma tefillah al yadeisa. In other words, if he joins in with the halel, he will not forfeit the zman kriyat shma tefillah. Zman kriyat shma tefillah becomes primary number one on his list, and if he's going to delay, if as a result of joining the tzibur for halel he's going to delay kriyat shma and tefillah in such a way that they were le'achar zmanam, then that's not acceptable. He's got to first recite kriyat shma bizmana, tefillah bizmana, and then we can talk about of halel b'tzibur. Okay. Now he says the following: Ein mafsikim bo ela kederach sha'omru b'kriyat shma. He says that in the reading of Halel, we should not be mafsik unless it's the same dinim of hefsik that would apply to kriyat shma. Now, all the details of when you're allowed to be mafsik in kriyat shma, you'll find back in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Samach Vav, and you apply it here to Hallel. But the Machaber gives us a little bit of a summary. He says, Be'emta perek shoel b'sholom aviv o rabo u'meshiv shalom le'odim nichbad she'nosan lo shalom u'bein ha'prakim shoel b'sholom odim nichbad meshiv shalom l'chol odim. So there's a greater leniency and flexibility b'ein ha'prakim. So Kriyat Shema, for example, is broken up into prakim and hal, of course. And they were allowing to be meshiv shalom l'chol odim. Again, as far as being shoel b'shalom, that's only b'adam nichbad. However, b'emtza perek, we have to be more strict. And we're only going to allow she'el shalom for avo rabo. But meshiv shalom is only l'adam nichbad. If an adam nichbad gives him shalom, then even in the middle of a perek, he can respond with shalom. Haggad, the Ramos says here, and we're on page 186, the second line, it says, Dafka bebeiz yomim rishonim shegomer bemesahal dina hachi linyan afsok aval biyomim she'ein gomrim ayin li el simon tof chaf beiz si'if dalet. So here the Ramos is referring to what we call halb halel. Like, for example, in Pesach, we have the days of Chol Hamoed, that's Halb Halel, that's not Gomer Mesa Halel. And there, the dinim of Hafsaka are even more flexible. The Machab at the end of Sif Aleph writes, V'im posak b'emtza v'shah afilu k'de ligmar skulo ein tzorech lachzor el lemakom sheposak. So here's the case of Pasak b'emtza v'shoha. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah of Vav, he writes, Hainu afilu b'emtza perek v'shoha b'desosam mash afilu shoha b'ones. Okay. So he says shoha, which again means afilu b'ones, is if he waited the amount of time k'day ligmar skula, then Ein tzorach lachzor el makom sheposak. Okay. So let's go over the Mishnah Berurah of Vav, be'emtza hafinu hainu afilu be'emtza perek b'shah afilu k'day ligmar skula ein tzorach lachzor el makom sheposak midasasa mashma afilu shoha b'ones. So in the case of Shehiya, he wasn't mafsik b'dibur, but he was mafsik b'shehiya. Then he says, "Ein tzorach lachzor." Behalel afilu asora korim ki echod. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ratzolam afilu heicha shemotzien yedei chova be'amiras and lacher v'lo aminin trei kol lo mishtamoi." Fine. He says that halal is different, and we don't say trei koli lo mishtamoi, and if even 10 people read halal simultaneously, we can be yotze. And the halal chaviva lehu mishum zichron hanes. There's certain chavivas, and therefore we can concentrate and discern one voice. Mehai tamagam ki aminik shemekadshim shnayim el yose yachab b'shabes v'yontif. So as far as Kiddush is concerned, two people can recite Kiddush simultaneously. Okshe Yoshvin Besukha Kama Balibati Makadshim Lahutzi Bide Besam, a couple of different families sharing the same sukkah. Each Bala Bayis will recite Kiddush on behalf of his family. Bishubda Kiddush Chavivle Vyoiv Daito Vishame. There's a Chavivus here, and everyone can focus on one particular miras kiddush. Mikomakom yosetov shlo yikadshu bevasachas lechatchil. If all is equal, they should set up kiddush bazecher zeh shetzrichim lahotzi bnei beisam el zeh acher zeh. They should rather do it one after the other. Now at this point in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber shifts his discussion over to Kriyas HaTorah. And he writes Motzim Shnei Svar v'kom barishon chamisha gavre v'parshas bo. So we're going to get five alleles. That's the magic number for a yontif. And the Ramah adds im v'im mosifim b'yontif. Are you allowed to have osofas on yontif? So that you have to look in Hilchas Kriyat Shema and Reish Pei Beis. And we're going to read from these two Sfarim. The first Sefer is Parshas Bo Min Mishku, Mishku Kulacham Tzonad, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tziv Osam. Hashem took the people of Egypt out of Mitzrayim Al Tziv Osam. Umaftir, the second, which is Aliyah number six technically, is Kori B'Sheni, B'Parshas Pinchas. He should read the second Aliyah of Parshas Pinchas, B'Chodesh HaRishon. Umaftir B'Yoshua, B'Eis Hahi. So these dinim of Maftir and whether or not we read from Parshas Pinchas or from Parshas Pinchas seems to be clear, and the Maftir from Yoshua. So this Bli Neder will pick up tomorrow.